This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Five on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah. It's five on it. That means some questions and stuff. Mark Grody's in for Layla. Rahimi and Harris is rolling along. The Cubs are in first place. The White Sox look better. They're not the worst team in baseball. They just took two or three from the Colorado Rockies. Everything is good in the world for now.
Number one. Michael Bush had a very productive weekend in the Cubs series win over the Cardinals, going 9 for 12 with 4 home runs and 6 RBI. Did Bush prove this weekend that he should be the Northsiders' full-time first baseman?
Every doggone day, Michael Bush, put him in the freaking lineup. He can hit. Let him hit lefties. Let's see what's really good. I'm like, stop with this. 9 for 12 over the weekend? Batting over 500 last week on the homestand? You need that man's bat in your lineup. This is... How do we fix this? How do we convince Craig Counsell to just roll that man out there every day? Michael Bush. His swing looks beautiful. His at-bats are beautiful. He draws walks. He looks good. Michael Bush. Every day. He could play every game unless he needs a day off, then he could take a day off.
I think that Craig Counsell has obviously done a great job in deciding the spots in which he should use him against lefties. He did it on Saturday. He had a hunch, didn't he? Had a little hunch that Michael Bush might get to Mr. Liberator, the lefty, and he hits a home run in that. I think that this has been the perfect, and we continue to have this conversation off the air. We had a pretty heated discussion about this earlier, if you want to check it out on the Odyssey Rewind app just a little while ago. But Craig Counsell has done a great job ramping him up to this moment, putting him in great positions to succeed, to the point where Marshall made a great case that Michael Bush should be an all-star. And if there is to be another alternate from the Cubs, it should be Michael Bush over Seiya Suzuki because of, in part, Craig Counsell putting Michael Bush in the right spots. Now, I do agree that Michael Bush has earned more time against lefties, and I'd like to see more of it. I don't necessarily need to see it the way you need to see it, and that is just let him go, let him play against every lefty, which might happen, but at this point, guess what? Craig Counsell has earned my... He has earned my trust.
We're back to this.
We're back to me doing this with him.
Okay, Anakin Skywalker.
He has earned my trust.
Number two,
Ben Brown.
Ben Brown made his first start since being sent down to AAA.
We got a box.
Sound like someone at like
John
Cedar
Doe has the upper hand now.
I'm with a banana. Enjoy your ride.
John Doe has the upper hand now.
Okay. Number two, Ben Brown has made his first start since being sent down to AAA. Brown gave up two hits, including a solo home run, one walk, and struck out none over four innings. Should he be considered to replace Jameson Taillon now that he's on the IL with a calf strain after Craig Counsell said that he's going to miss
a pretty significant amount of time?
Where are we at on that 7 to 10 days that we were given
that's a good
for the,
question.
For the trade? I believe we're past the 10.
Yeah.
We're now on day 15, I believe.
Did the alarm go off? Did the pick six alarm go off an extra time on the Molly and Haw show? Ding, 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 ding.
Listen.
Ding, ding, ding.
All I'm saying is,
what do you think?
I thought that we would have a pitcher on this team that was not in the Cubs organization by now. We don't. But clearly that's coming, right? And I'd be surprised. You can write this down, Grody.
Okay, here we go.
I would be surprised if the Cubs do not have a new pitcher on their team by the time they return to play after the All-Star break.
Somebody that's
a new starting pitcher from outside the organization. Oh,
thank you. Yes.
A trade will be made.
A trade will be had.
A trade will should be had.
Be made.
Anyway.
Be made. Be had.
And so, I think it's okay to just leave Ben Brown where he is right now. You're only going to need one more bullpen game, right, between now and the All-Star break. So, I'm good with it. It's cool. Ben Brown doesn't need to come back up. Now, if we get through the All-Star break and the Cubs still don't have a fifth starter, I don't want to see the bullpen thing more than one more time.
Something needed to be fixed with Ben Brown, obviously.
Obviously.
So that was not the plan to put him down there, let him think about things, and then bring him back up. Do what the Cubs have done pretty well in the last 2 years. That is to figure out what is wrong and bring him back up eventually, and hopefully you will get better results.
Jordan Wickstow.
Jordan Wickstow. That's a great name to bring up. Jordan Wicks yesterday. 3 1/3, no runs, 3 hits. I don't think he gets another bite at the you're going to be the starter, give us 5 to 6 innings, at least not right now. But he very well could be the opener or the second pitcher after an opener, like a Pomerantz opens or a Flexen opens, and then Jordan Wicks is now in that territory. So, in other words, Marshall, I think you have another guy to add to a bullpen day, essentially, for the Cubs to fulfill that fifth starter spot.
Are you at all concerned that Ben Brown pitched 4 innings yesterday and didn't give up but a one run, but struck out nobody? Is that a concern? 12 outs recorded, no strikeouts?
I don't know if like concern is the word, but that's shocking. Because he like wakes up with 5 or 6 strikeouts, it feels like, even in his bad games.
I was a little caught off guard
know
by that.
I didn't realize that.
That's why I'm here to tell you things.
Thank you. You are so damn informative, man.
I read a lot.
Yeah.
I watch a lot.
This guy.
Is
that Dave Chappelle on your shirt, by the way?
That is Dave Chappelle. Okay. Season 1, Episode 1, in my opinion, the greatest Dave Chappelle skit from Chappelle Show of all time.
What skit was that?
That is the blind white supremacist that Dave Chappelle plays in said skit.
Oh, God, that is!
Season 1, Episode 1, and that's when people were like, oh, this show is going places.
Oh, yeah, like it's a little irreverent. Like, this is not like what you've seen. This isn't your, and Saturday Night Live is irreverent. This ain't SNL.
Yeah, this is
kids.
A different level.
This is a different level.
Different level.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Did MLB get it right naming White Sox pitcher Shane Smith as an all-star?
No, but they had to name someone. And we talk about how every team needs a representative, and I don't think they should change the rule. But I know some people are in favor of changing that rule where everybody would not get an all-star. Do you know how embarrassing it would be if your team just didn't get an all-star? If this rule were pulled away, right, and no longer had to have every team represented in the Midsummer Classic, we both know every year there'd be like between, let's say, 1 and 3 teams without an all-star. How embarrassing would that be for your franchise if you didn't have an all-star?
It would be embarrassing, but as I think about it, it is sort of little league that everybody gets a participation trophy. Everybody's got to be represented. Like, it's a big boy. Well, like, I don't have a problem with everybody being represented.
I'm about to
but
say.
It is odd. It's odd that in a big boy league where guys are making millions and crazy money that we still have to do this to pacify every franchise and every player. They've got to have a representative.
It's a game for the fans.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's a game for the fan bases. And it ties everyone a little closer to the All-Star game, knowing that their team will be represented no matter what.
How about this texter right here? Is it not more embarrassing to get a pity invite to the All-Star game? That's a good question. I bet not. I bet those players that get to go, even if it is a pity invite, I bet they feel pretty good being at that All-Star game.
I watched Shane Smith in the clubhouse yesterday get presented and told he was going to the All-Star game by Will Venable. He did not look at all.
Wasn't like a pity party.
It was not a pity party.
Wasn't embarrassed about going to the All-Star game. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, good point on the text line, 708. Even the Rockies have a better representative than the Sox. One reason Carson Kelly's not in the All-Star game is because everybody has to have a representative. I mean, Carson Kelly, after a little bit of a dip, has come back up to par and has looked good in recent games.
Yeah.
So, listen, they didn't get it right. It should have been Adrian Hauser. And I know we only played nine games or eight. But he's been great. A sub-2 ERA as a starter. You mentioned what he did over the weekend.
Yeah, 8 shutout innings on the 4th of July.
So on a day where we celebrate fireworks, he allowed none. So I just think either him or Garrett Wilson, Mike Tauchman didn't play enough games, but I guess neither did Hauser for being technical about this.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's a tough call, but I'm completely with you. Shane Smith was the selection. He was the guy that we were talking about a month before the All-Star. The Sox, this guy's heading to the... Steve Stone would come out here and tell us how great he is, and we all said it too. It just slumped off, and I don't think people were paying attention to that. I think people got a little bit lazy on that. Grody, did Steve Swisher deserve his All-Star selection for the Cubs? I don't remember Steve Swisher making the All-Star team, but I believe that he did. Is Brian LaHare the most random Cub to ever make? Because I think he was a required... If I'm thinking back correctly, Brian LaHare was a required All-Star selection the year. People right now listening, understandably, are actually saying, who the hell is Brian LaHare? That's right, Brian LaHare.
I just want to point something out to one of the texters who said that 773, everyone shouldn't be represented when it means something. They are playing for home field advantage for the World Series. They haven't done that since 2016.
Been a minute.
It's been almost a decade. That was from 2003 to 2016. Before that, they alternated.
It's been a Cubs World Series since that has been in play.
Yes. Oh, what about this text? 847, the Cubs should trade for Hauser and Vargas.
Yeah!
That they can get Hauser. They cannot get Miguel Vargas.
Because there's no way the Sox are going to get
Vargas.
Why
would they trade a young guy they have club control over?
You'd put Vargas right in at third base, yeah? Would you? If he came to the Cubs?
In theory, maybe.
Yeah.
I like Matt Shaw's defense and his speed.
I think Matt Shaw ultimately is a baller. He just has that, the way he plays. Like we talk about, like the PCA style and all that, the hustle. Like he's got all that, man. The hitting is just not there yet.
Yeah. Well, we had flashes of the hitting, but it didn't stay. It was only a flash, and that's part of the problem.
Right after he came back from the minors, I like the idea though that I hope he.
You don't
want
to do away with the automatic All-Star though, right?
No, I wouldn't do away with it.
Okay.
I wouldn't do away
with it. So we're in agreement on that.
Yeah.
But Hauser's my guy. Who's your guy for the White Sox? Is it Smith or would you change it?
No, it's not Smith. I mean, the 9 ERA over his last 4 starts.
9.28.
I guess I'll go Hauser.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with Hauser.
Number 4.
5 on it continues on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody in for Layla Raheem. Here's the question. Chicago Sky.
I like the Scar.
Chicago Scar, though. Scar.
Chicago Scar. Future consideration for a badass team name. Chicago Sky star Angel Reese has been named a WNBA All-Star Game reserve and had her 5th straight 15-rebound game after another tough loss to the league-leading 17-2 Minnesota Lynx. Reese was critical of WNBA refs after the Sky only had 2 foul shots through 3 quarters. This is what Reese said to reporters after the game.
It's tough when you talk to officials and I ask them, hey, we only shot 2 free throws. We've only been to the free throw line twice up into the 4th quarter, and she tells me it's not her job. I know it's frustrating because I know how hard we're battling inside, and I think that we came down and fought as hard as we could with what we had, and I just know that we continue to grow in this, and I think this is a leaping step for us, and obviously we know we can compete with the best, but that has to be fixed, and I don't give a damn if I get fined because that's cheap, and I am tired of this because I've been nice and I've been humble with it, but I am tired of this.
It's Angel Reese telling you how she really feels. Did Reese take the right approach here to get her message across to the WNBA?
Yep, and I hope she echoed that same message to her head coach, Tyler Marsh, first-year head coach of the Sky, because where are you, sir? Why are you not getting kicked out of games, fighting for your player, getting mauled? When I say she's getting mauled, she literally went on Twitter and she quote-tweeted a picture of her getting held around her waist by a player as she went up to get a rebound with two hands and said on the quote tweet, diabolical. Like, that's where we are. She's had her hair pulled on multiple occasions. It's crazy what's going on with Angel Reese. What's crazier is no one in the WNBA history ever had 15 rebounds in five straight games until she did it.
Good for you, Angel Reese. I liked that we got to see her boiling points. She's like, hey, I tried this. I tried to be nice about all this. I can't do it anymore. And it's a bold move. Yeah, she's going to get in a little trouble. Yeah, she's going to be fine. But guess what? Usually when players of note, star players, I suppose, at least notoriety-wise, when they speak out against the refs, while in the immediate it's going to hurt a little bit, it usually does work. It usually evens itself out. How many times have we seen that in the NBA when a coach, after usually a playoff game, Tom Thibodeau in Bulls lore would do that. Phil Jackson used to do that during the title runs. Just bit to the point where it was almost annoying. But guess what? Some of that works. And you got to work the referees. The referees are human beings as well.
Yeah, I think it's understandable that the refs miss calls. That happens. But it can't be on that big of a scale.
Can't be on that big of a scale.
On that big of a stage.
Amen.
Against that big of an opponent.
And she's right. She let it go for a while.
They had a legitimate chance. It was a one-point game at the half. A legitimate chance to knock off the number one team in the WNBA, but they couldn't get to the free throw line because they weren't getting the calls. Good on you, Angel Reese. Tyler, Coach Marsh, waiting on you to do your part to fight for your player's right to not get hacked and mauled down low.
Hear that?
Number five.
On Sunday, Shane Van Gisbergen won the Grant Park 165 for the second time. The New Zealander also won the inaugural Cup Series race at the Chicago Street Course in 2023. The future of the race remains unclear. This summer marked the final year of NASCAR's three-year agreement with the city of Chicago. Two-part question. Have you been a fan of the Chicago Street Race, and do you want it to come back?
Well, I've been a huge fan of the race, mainly because even though I work downtown in the Loop, I walk to work. It does not affect me as it does so many people on the road. I saw the streets were packed with everything getting pushed over, I guess, from about Lakeshore Drive on. But no, it's been great. I love that NASCAR fans are getting an up-close and personal look at racing here in Chicago. I love that it's different. It's not just left turn after left turn after left turn. And, you know, even Shane, who we had on the show last week and talking to him about racing through cities, it's fun for everyone, man. You know, NASCAR's not the only one doing this. F1's doing this. They're doing more of this. I would love to see an F1 race in Chicago downtown. Again, it doesn't affect my personal life as much as it does some other people who are commuting from far away. I like things that give fans an opportunity to, A, grow the sport, but also to see some of their favorites up close and personal.
I like it. I do. I think it showcases the beauty of our city almost better than any event that goes on here because of the aerial views and just, it's just so casual and beautiful to see these gritty race cars going 120 miles per hour or however fast they go, and then seeing these big, beautiful buildings in Chicago. So I don't know if there's ever been a sporting event that has showed off the city as well as it does. So just for that alone, I like it. And we're leaving out the inconveniences of this. I get it for a lot of people. They're pissed off about this, and it has caused them terror as far as the traffic is concerned. But I'm leaving that out. The only thing that, look, As a proud Chicagoan, I was embarrassed for NASCAR the previous 2 years because of the rain, and I get it. You can't control that. But I was so happy this year when literally after the race had ended, then the rain came down, which happened to be when I was taking a walk, by the way, Marshall, in our fine little area of the city. Of course, that's what I do.
South Loop?
South Loop. And it started to rain, and I looked up and said, this is beautiful. And I'm seeing all the happy NASCAR people with their sponsorship jackets on and the little NASCAR couples, and everybody looked happy. So it made me feel good about our city. And by the way, that DePaul car, badass. The badass. The Paul racing car.
If you could see the physical exertion when Mark says the word badass.
I'll take that automobile.
All right, bonus question. Would you believe me if I told you that Mark Grody was right about Chuck E. Cheese's versus Chuck E. Cheese? Robbie, what do you have?
What? So there's a texter, 708. He said Grody is correct. It was Chuck E. Cheese's until 2019. So I was like, all right, let me do my research. I went on the old Wikipedia machine. Showbiz Pizza Place, Inc. was renamed to Showbiz Pizza Time in 1990, renaming every location Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza, and it was shortened to Chuck E. Cheese's in 1994, and then was changed to Chuck E. Cheese in 2019.
Well,
Mark Grody, you were correct.
The nieces and nephews have been totally redeemed. I'm a little upset to hear, though, that they weren't adding an unnecessary S. I was so proud.
I can change this Wikipedia thing like right there. I can just change this.
Anybody can do it. Anybody can do it, Mark.
We can edit it. All right. Hey, I'll take a little Mark is Right segment during the five on it. I'm cool with that.
Well, we didn't say you were
that
right.
I thought I was kind of right.
You were definitely right.
Yeah,
in that one thing.
Chuck E. Cheese's. I always thought it sounded it was hard to say that. Chuck E. Cheese's. I didn't.
Yeah, that's why they shortened it to just Chuck E. Cheese in 2019.
Right. It actually makes more sense.
Speaking of Chuck E. Cheese, Chuck, no cheese. Chuck Garfine's going to join us.
Oh.
Because the White Sox anchor and reporter at CHSN has agreed to talk about everything positive going on with the Sox, as well as reflecting on the life of one Bobby Jinks. That's when we come back with more Raheemy and Harris featuring Mark Grody here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He went on to make the All-Star team in 2007, and I have something that in my possession that has been so special to me. I went to cover Bobby in the 07 All-Star game in San Francisco. After the game, all the players get a bag of stuff.
Yeah.
And he was opening up his bag of stuff when I was at his locker, and there was this All-Star game hoodie from 2007. And it didn't fit him. He was so big. He looked at me and he goes, "Do you want it?" And I said, "Sure, I want it."
Wow. That's a story there. Chuck Garfine talking about getting that 2007 All-Star hoodie from Bobby Jenks, who passed away last week after stage 4 stomach cancer. And joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Chuck Garfine. Download the Circa app today. Chuck, the White Sox anchor and reporter at CHSN, and of course, the host of the White Sox podcast. Chuck, happy to have you here on Rahimi and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You know, still, I want to say reeling, because we knew that he was sick and had a big battle on his hands, but just, you know, still coming to grips with the fact that Bobby Jenks is no longer with us. It's a big, big loss for White Sox fans, the White Sox franchise, the family, and baseball in general. He was a larger-than-life human being, that's for sure.
Chuck, I know our listeners, you know, they get connected to players, to certain teams, and certainly if you have a team that wins the World Series for the first time in a person's lifetime, that's going to be one of those special connections. What do you think people think of when they think of Bobby Jenks in that particular context?
Well, when you think of Bobby Jenks, number one, what's going to be etched in everyone's memory will likely be the final out of the World Series. And if there's one thing that I hold on to with the fact that Bobby is no longer with us, is that whenever someone shows anyone about the 2005 World Series, they're going to show the final out. And who was there on the mound for the final out? It was Bobby Jenks, who was a rookie that year. The game was 1-0. It was game 4 of the World Series. The White Sox hadn't won a World Series in 88 years. And there was a guy who was not even on the roster on opening day, or even in May or June, and he closed it out. And so, you know, that's the best part about Bobby Jenks for me right now, is the fact that, you know, whenever anybody talks about 05 and there's going to be video of the team and someone should tell ESPN about it, Bobby Jenks will be right there.
Yeah, and we don't even have to gloss past that, Chuck. I mean, this is not the first time that ESPN has not given the proper texture to the White Sox. And I think one time at completely leaving out that the White Sox had won a World Series in this city. But to just say that he was on the roster and didn't do what he did. Oh, saves in game 1 and 4 of the World Series. I mean, that was pretty consequential. And I think the really amazing part, too, Chuck, about Bobby Jenks is he was, as you well know, he was the third closer on that team. Coming in, throwing heat like that when not a lot of guys were throwing 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, so this is kind of like the forgotten part about Jenks' White Sox career, certainly the first year. Shingo Takatsu was the closer to start the season. He had a 5 ERA. He ends up getting traded to the Mets. Dustin Hermanson then became the closer of that team. He saved 34 games in 05. He's kind of like under the radar, underappreciated. 34 saves. And then in July, they bring up this guy who was on nobody's radar, and that was Bobby Jenks. He was with the Angels organization. He had some problems there off the field, and even on the field wasn't that great, but he could throw heat.
Yes.
And they called him up in July. His first pitch was 102 miles per hour on the radar gun, which in 2005 was like someone throwing 110 right now.
You're right, man.
And so he does that, and he's pitching well. And by the way, I remember this, it was like his third game. who was against the Tigers, and he struck out five guys, and I think two and a third. And one of the strikeouts was against Brandon Inge of the Tigers. And I went into the other clubhouse and asked him about him. And Brandon Inge said, "I didn't see the ball. I heard it."
Wow.
Whiz.
Well, so he struck him out looking, and then he didn't really become the closer. He did get some saves here and there, but he did not become the closer until like the day that the White Sox clinched the division in Detroit, because Hermanson's back was bothering him. Hermanson only pitched a third of an inning in the playoffs. It was Bobby Jenks in the ALDS getting two saves and getting two more saves in the World Series. If they don't get Bobby Jenks, this is a whole different season for the White Sox. I'm not sure they win the World Series.
So clearly he bursts onto the scene because of how he played as a rookie, and the 102 mile per hour pitch kind of sums up, you know, just how he arrived, his arrival. And I think when people, they look back at him and they just remember that he threw heat. What further context can you give us about the man maybe away from the field itself?
Well, there's a lot to Bobby Jenks. There's a lot there. He dealt with a lot of, I would say, personal demons off the field and crazy injuries that happened to him. It was all after he was with the White Sox. He dealt with alcohol abuse, painkiller addiction, had a crazy surgery, I think in 2011, where spinal fluid was leaking out of his body. I mean, he had a lot of stuff going on. A second marriage. He got divorced and he remarried, had two more kids with his second wife, and he had, you know, turned the corner. He sobered up, and you know, I talked with him on the White Sox podcast in 2022 and 2023 when he was starting to become a manager. And he was independent league manager in Grand Junction. Then he came over here and was in Crestwood for the Windy City Thunderbolts, and he had become a whole different person. In a good way. Like, he had battled his demons, beaten them, and he sounded like an amazing manager, an amazing coach. And I remember having this conversation with him, and I was like, he needs to be a coach on the White Sox in the future. He could be a manager on the White Sox in the future. He was old school, but he got all the respect from his players in Grand Junction and in Crestwood. And it's just tragic to me that, you know, he never got to fulfill what his major league managing dream could have been, because I think he would have made a great manager. Huh.
Do you think he would have been like Ozzie Guillen as a manager? Do you think he would have used gestures to bring in his closer?
Well, he was old school like him, and I think there's some old school teachings and old school communication that probably could go on today with the players of today. That's just how I feel. Ozzie thinks that way. Bobby managed that way, but also with some new school mentality. And if you hear, I've seen some of these tweets from players from the Windy City Thunderbolts, and they loved him. They adored him. There was something about Bobby that when he walked in the room, besides him being the, you know, the big mountainous stature that he brought to every room he was in, the way he spoke, and you couldn't take your eyes off of him. He was a special man, and I'm just still stunned that I'm talking about him in the past tense. And he's not going to be here this weekend for the reunion.
Oh, man.
I mean, of all times for this to happen. Jesus. And it was his dream to get back to Chicago while he was sick, while he was in Portugal, because that's where he got sick, when he got the diagnosis. It was his dream to get back here this weekend, and it's not going to happen.
Man. This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We're joined by Chuck Garfine, the White Sox anchor and reporter at CHSN and the host of the White Sox podcast, to talk about Bobby Jenks and the White Sox. I know it's been a rough time, and you mentioned the timing of this specifically. In one way, you're thinking, you know, just short of what will be celebrated this weekend. But at the same time, Chuck, seems like it will be an extended celebration of Bobby Jenks' life as well.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of 05 guys coming in, and if you haven't bought tickets, please do. I don't know if they're sold out or not. If they're not, buy tickets Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, this is going to be a special weekend. You got Mark Burley. His statue is going to be unveiled. Burley's going to be in town. Canerco. I mean, A.J. Pierzynski. It just goes on and on and on. And yeah, it's. I think it's the way that everyone wants it to be, is they want it to be a celebration. And, you know, I think they're having a moment of silence probably for him today with the first home game since his passing. But Ozzie Guillen said on one of the shows over the weekend, they shouldn't have a moment of silence this weekend. It should be a standing ovation, a raucous, like rock concert celebration for Bobby Jenks to honor him because he was the way he pitched, the way he lived his life was very loud. So a moment of silence doesn't fit. It's more of something loud and a roar from the crowd. That would be more for Bobby Jenks, I think, than anything else.
No doubt. I like that idea, and I can't wait for this weekend. I love the nostalgia of things like this, and it was when things were really good for the White Sox. Chuck, just looking at the White Sox of now, Shane Smith is going to the All-Star team. We know that it's been a rough go for him recently, but what do you think about Shane Smith being elected to the All-Star game for the White Sox?
It's an amazing story. It shouldn't happen. It never does. It only happened one other time. Dan Uggla in 2006, when someone is a Rule 5 pick and then later that season becomes an All-Star. It's not supposed to work out that way. Most of the time, these guys don't even stick with their team, make the team, and perform to any sort of specialness. Well, that's what Shane Smith has been. And it is, you know, unfortunate that he was lights out. His first 13 starts, he had something like a 2.38 ERA. And at that point, I'm like, he's a lock to get into the All-Star game. And I think for Sox fans, you should just look at it like, hey, yeah, he has struggled his last four starts big time. But that guy who was out there dominating for 13 starts, he's still in there. And he can go back to being that person in the second half. He actually has one more start before the All-Star game. So happy for him. Great story. Adrian Hauser certainly is another great story. He could have been in the All-Star game. I thought they were going to name him because in eight starts, he's got like a 1.60 ERA. And, you know, this is something that's decided by the players, by the commissioner's office. I don't know the nitty-gritty behind it or when they even make these votes, so to speak. But Shane Smith is going, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah, we've had the discussion today on All-Star snubs, which we do every year, Chuck, so I get it. It's something you can argue about, but I think every team should have a representative. Yes, that includes the White Sox. Yes, that includes the Rockies, and we're seeing that play out as it does every year this year. Chuck, we appreciate you really dropping by, giving us your thoughts on the White Sox, but specifically Bobby Jenks as well. Thank you so much for joining us here on Raheem and Harris.
Hey, no problem. And one more thing. The White Sox have turned the corner. They are a better team than last year. And they've been taking it on the chin. Better days are ahead for the White Sox. You can see it on the field. You can't flip a switch and have the White Sox be a great team, but they're headed in the right direction. Hang in there, and better days are ahead.
Hey, real quick, to that end, what'd you think of Colson Montgomery?
Amazing!
Yeah, yeah!
It's only three games, but I mean, he
should
looks
be an
like
All-Star is what he should be.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking like the shortstop that you want him to be. If he just makes the routine plays, that's enough to be the shortstop. And he made an incredible over-the-shoulder catch on Friday in his debut that very few shortstops can make. He got a three-hit game Saturday, two more hits and a walk yesterday. A great start for him. Let's see if he continues it, and I hope he does.
Certainly nothing routine about that play we saw, the one you just described, in game one of his major league career. We're hoping it's going to be a long decade-plus career at that. Thanks so much, Chuck.
All right.
All right, so that was Chuck Garfine, White Sox anchor and reporter at CHSN, the host of the White Sox podcast. You can follow him over on the artist formerly known as Twitter, Chuck Garfine. That's CHUCKGARFIEN. Everything not great for every team in baseball that is struggling. In fact, we have had some, can I call them surprise firings that culminated this weekend?
I was surprised.
With some Chicago ties as well. We will talk about the firings of the Washington Nationals in their front office and at their managerial position. That's when Raheemian Harris featuring Mark Grody returns here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Mike Rizzo, the general manager. Dave Martinez, the field manager. Here they are, one strike away, one out away. 3-2. History.
That courtesy of Fox, that was a long time ago, it seems like, when the Nationals won the World Series under the guise of those two men who now have no jobs. Mike Rizzo, Dave Martinez, both being fired by the Nationals over the weekend. And what I found to be very shocking, were you shocked? Because I was shocked.
Yeah. Because it feels like Mike Rizzo has won a decent amount for a team that is competing in a heavy division. They won a World Series in 2019, four NL East titles. They've done it trading away big-time players. They've had big-time players throughout the years as well, but off to a lousy start this season. And as it was put in the USA Today, it was largely the offense's futility that made the whole machine break down, and in the process, it cast a light on Rizzo's and his regime's inability to consistently draft and develop players. That's from the USA Today.
It's easy when you get the number one pick, right?
Yeah, Strasburg, right?
Not just him, Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper.
Yeah, it's easy when you get the number one pick. So
God, they had it twice?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Strasburg was one. Yeah. Yep.
So they win the 2019 World Series titles. Mark Grody, Marshall Harris talking about it all here on Raheemy and Harris about the firings of both Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez. And one of the things I saw, one of the quotes was, every year the 2019 World Series title gets older and older. And so the further away you get from that, the more you're looking for either change or the next wave. And it looks like they may have somewhat of a next wave thing going right now when you look at the success of, say, a 22-year-old James Wood, who was just named an All-Star. You look at other players on that roster, Mackenzie Gore. Like, they have guys who look like they could be bona fide stars in the future. So to pull the plug at this point, the draft is next week. I believe the Nationals have a top 10 pick again. So I just don't understand the timing of it.
I guess they want a new decision maker going forward with their young players. It is odd because I feel like Mike Rizzo, like on the overall, and we're not there, and maybe we'd be ripping on Mike Rizzo a lot more. It just feels like he's one of the good ones. I mean, that's what I always like from a distance. And maybe I'm being out of town stupid. It always felt like Mike Rizzo was one of the good ones. He is by the way, the heavy Chicago connections with both of these guys, as you mentioned before the break. Mike Rizzo is a Chicagoan. Davey Martinez, of course, played for the Cubs, coached with the Cubs through their World Series year in 2016, was around with Joe Maddon, of course. So you've got those ties. It did go through my head. And you said it keeps getting farther away from the World Series. How about the Cubs? It's 2016. We're almost 10 years away from it.
They have new people in charge, though.
They do. Jed Hoyer was kind of there all along. He's just running the show. Different manager, I guess, is what you're saying.
My question is, did ownership say, okay, we know who we're taking? They have the number one pick in this year's draft. They're like, we know who we're taking, so you guys can get on, and we'll have somebody else do it.
I think so. No, I think that this is... I think the timing, for sure, in Washington's part was, if we're going to do this, we want to allow this GM, the new GM, to take his own guy.
But they're not going to hire anyone between now and then.
That's true.
I think as an organization, they know who the consensus number one overall pick, who I don't even know who that is.
Right. Who are they going to drop
it
to?
What's worse, this situation with the Nationals or the Raptors, the team that fired their president and vice chairman, Masai Ujiri, right after he made the draft pick, like the week after?
Thank you very much, and you're fired. We appreciate the draft pick.
It's just both kind of strange.
Yeah, Masai Ujiri, I understood that more because ownership changed hands, and so they just wanted to get their own people in there.
But to let him make the draft pick is odd.
Maybe a little bit. Like they didn't have as high a pick.
Agreed.
So,
but in this sense, I would side more with the Nationals' timing of it than the Raptors.
Okay. Like I said, I was surprised, but not completely surprised. It was more the timing than it was the decision. As we talk about Mike Rizzo, Dave Martinez being fired from the Nationals as the GM and the manager. And looking forward now, they have the number one pick. Ethan Holloway has been like the number one MLB pipeline guy. He's a shortstop third baseman out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. And he's been at number one for some time. So I think that's probably who they're going to take. If it's not Holiday, it'll be Cade Anderson, who's a left-handed pitcher out of LSU. Last time I saw a highly touted pitcher out of LSU, things went very well for him.
That was
Paul Skeens.
Well.
Yes.
Yes, things continue to go well for Paul Skeens.
Yeah, there's an argument to be made that Paul Skeens, despite having one win in his last 13 starts, I believe, he should be the National League starter. Although Zach Wheeler might have something to say about that.
What's his ERA? Skeens, I assume 2-something right now? Or he's not under 2, is he?
Skeens?
Something crazy like that?
I know he's leading in war for pitchers.
Okay. All right. You know, I was thinking, too, about, as it pertains to this firing, which has surprised us all, with the, you know, I do think that Jed Hoyer, obviously, considering the success for the Cubs, he's on a path for an extension, for sure.
It's got to be.
Got to be, and he deserves it. I mean, he's put together this team, which is just a terrific team to watch. But it did go through my head that if something happened with Jed Hoyer, Mike Rizzo would be one of the first people raising his hand for the Cubs job. Obviously, there'd be a lot of people who would want the Cubs job, but of course I connected every time Rizzo's been on this station a ton of times with Bruce Levine on Inside the Clubhouse, which might make it the premier baseball show. I don't know. But he has been on tons of times, and just like he always waxes poetic about Chicago. So that went through my head, but I think Hoyer is A-OK.
I just wanted to, because you asked about
yes,
Paul
sir,
Skeens.
I did.
Skeens. His 4.8 war leads baseball, period. American or National League, Major League Baseball. His ERA, it is down from last year's 1.96 to a 1.94.
He is under two.
He also had a 2.16 ERA plus, which of course 100 is the average. So he went 2.16 last year. He has a league leading 2.20 ERA plus. Yes, even yes, he's nasty.
This is
he's filthy
for a team that is 38-53.
His record is 4-7,
and has lost three straight games and a 16.5 games out.
His record is 4-7 despite having a 1.94
ERA. Oh my
ERA.
God. This is like the Felix Hernandez Cy Young. Look up Felix Hernandez Cy Young award season. I want to say he was like 8-13 with a probably 1 something ERA.
No, it wasn't that bad. He was 13-12.
Oh.
13-12.
Damn you.
A year after going 19-5, by the way.
I was building something there, Marshall.
He ends up with 169 career wins. That's crazy. He pitched 15 years and only had 169 wins. He was a 6-time All-Star.
What was his ERA, though, the year he won the King Felix?
King Felix's ERA the year he won the Cy Young was 2.27.
Oh, okay. I thought for some reason
Paul Skeens has an ERA career 1.95.
Oh, my God. Is this his second year?
This Skeens? Is his second year.
Seems like he's been around longer.
He showed up and immediately became the all-star starter when he showed up.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't start the season in the major leagues. He only started 23 games last year.
Blowing the Cubs away. I remember him blowing away PCA. Like when their buddy's story wasn't so cute because Skeens held the mastery of it, and now PCA is caught up.
Yeah, when I think about the Cubs and Paul Skeens, I don't think about that. I think about his May 1st start. When he was yelling, "Mayday, mayday, mayday," as he gave up a career-high 3 home runs to the Cubs.
That's right. Yeah, and I want to say he walked 4 guys. The Cubs have handled him better this year than last year.
He did walk 4 batters.
Thank you.
You know what? He's got 30 walks all season in 19 starts.
Can't handle those Cubs, though.
To his 125 strikeouts.
Jesus.
You guys want to know a fun fact about me?
Yes.
I've been won a championship parade my whole life, 2019 Nationals. I lived in D.C. for 4 years. I had to leave it early because my friend got too drunk and we had to carry her out. So that was the story.
That sounds like a true championship parade experience, though. If you're in a group of people, one person should, by the numbers, black out.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, should we like carry her out and like do the wave or like crowd surf her out? And we realize that's not a good idea.
Yeah, so when she throws up on you, that's not going
to
go well.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever been to a championship parade just for fun, Marshall? Not one in which you like were assigned to cover?
Last year when I went to see Usher, my girlfriend at the time got us tickets to see Usher in Vegas. Guess what was going on the night of the Usher concert?
Oh, a little NHL?
The Vegas Golden Knights parade. So we were a part of the parade. Not on purpose, but we enjoyed it. It was enjoyable.
Oh, what happened, honey? Oh, the Vegas Knights won, honey.
Vegas Knights. I had explained to her who the Vegas Knights were and everything else. She was not a sports fan.
You have to explain to a lot of people who the Vegas Knights are. There's probably a lot of people. You and I could walk home right now to the South Loop, walk down State Street. We could probably find 5 people who wouldn't know what the Vegas
you
Knights
You want to hear a crazy stat?
I do.
My ex-girlfriend had never been to a professional sporting event before started dating.
And, wow.
So that's a crazy stat.
Where was the breakdown? Like, what's the excuse when you ask? How could you never invited? You just turned down every opportunity?
She lived in Huntsville, Alabama, so it wasn't really available to her. She grew up in Pittsburgh till a certain age, but then she lived in rural Texas and then Alabama.
How'd she like it when you took her to a professional contest?
She actually took me to one.
Oh, so, wow. Oh, power play. Look at you.
Listen, she was great.
Okay.
She was great.
I guess so, yeah.
All
she's
right.
Paying for everything.
We're going to reset everything here because we want to know, are the Cubs truly in the middle of a coming out party? Is that what we're experiencing? Is this the summer of the Cubs?
You're damn right it is.
Oh, goodness.
It's a Cubs summer. Can't you feel it?
Yes.
It's July and the Cubs are winning. It's different in Chicago when it's July and the Cubs are winning.
All right. So we're going to address that.
It's different.
We're also going to... That voice kills
me. You love that.
312-644-6767. Are you all in on the Cubs? Do you have reservations? If so, let us know why. Call us. Texas. Mark Grody in for Layla. It's Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.